Welcome to episode 9 of the Rebel Within podcast. And this episode is going to be titled, Every Superman Has His Kryptonite. There's a story I want to tell you. And it's a story that's true. The reason I can tell you it's true is because it's about me. It's about a time in my life, or actually a day in my life. But before I get to that right quick, the reason why I wanted to do this was, you know, I see all this stuff going around here lately with the coronavirus and people and scared and people dying and everything. And, you know, and I've had some things happen to me lately. You know, and it puts it all in kind of perspective, you know, because, you know, you really don't know when your time is up. You know, you really don't know in this life when your time comes. And so I got to been thinking the last few days, and I thought about this time in my life because it's getting towards the end of May, it won't be long and it'll be May. And towards the end of the May is when this happened back in 1998. And it was an event that changed my life forever. And so I'm gonna try to tell you this story It's kind of long, but I'm going to try to tell it to you in the shortest amount of time that I can. Well, where do I begin? It was the day of my senior prom. And I was trying to get some last minute things arranged. To get ready to take my girlfriend to the prom. And I hadn't slept much that week, you know, just running here and there everywhere. It was all hectic, you know, trying to get my stuff together, her stuff together, her sister's boyfriend at the time, everything. And it was just crazy. It was like a madhouse all week long, and I was really tired, and I hadn't slept much, but none of that mattered, because I was taking the most beautiful girl there was in the world and in school to me, to the prom. I mean, to me, Cinderella had nothing on this chick, right, on my girlfriend, nothing. I mean, she's one of those kinds, when you walk in the room, everybody's head turns. You know, why she chose me, I'll never understand. Maybe it was because she used to tell me I used to look so good in those fucking cowboy cut Wranglers I used to wear and my cowboy boots. Maybe it was the Wranglers, not me. But anyway, so, you know, it's getting closer and closer time to prom. I get on my tux and everything and ready, and I call and let her know I'm ready. She's like, yeah, I'm ready too. So I get in the car and I drive to her house. I pull up. I walk up to her front door. She walks out, and oh my God, you talking about beautiful? Oh God, she took my damn breath away. I mean, she always has, no matter what, but thing about her was she was just so beautiful. She was so sexy. She was smart. She was country girl. She had some class, a little sassy. You know, she had it all. She was a total package, man. It was, oh my God. But I just stood there in awe, and I told her how beautiful she looked, and she smiled. And I took her hand and walked to the car and opened the door for her. She got in and off to the prom we went. Well, we got there. You know, we met up with her sister and sister's boyfriend, some of our friends, and first slow song coming, I took her hand, we walked out on the floor. I pulled her close to me, put her in my arms. We looked at each other and just danced till the music stopped. And then luckily it was two slow songs behind each other, so we never stopped moving. Hand in hand. Whatever, she was in my arms, and at that moment, nothing else in the world mattered to either one of us. And they really wouldn't allow you to keep a kiss, but I sort of kind of snuck kind of a little peck on her lips there. And but anyway, so we danced the night away and we just had a ball, you know, held each other tight. And then that night and that day and that moment, it was all about us and nothing else mattered and nothing else in the world even mattered. It was our moment and it was ours. And we were going to embrace it to the fullest, you know. Well, we both had started getting tired, and we had both agreed that we were going to go. So we wind up going back to my house and, you know, took some after prom pictures and everything. And she was ready. By that time, she was ready to go. So I changed out of my tuxedo into regular street clothes, you know. And so we went to the car and, you know, I started on the way and taking her home, and I seemed fine, you know. I was tired, but, you know, I didn't really think about it. So I get, you know, we talked and held hands and all that stuff, and I finally got to her house. We sat in the car for a few minutes and talked. Then I got out and opened her door and grabbed her hand and walked her to the front door. And as she was getting ready to open the door, and she let go of my hand, she's like, "You gonna give me a good night kiss?" And I said, "Yeah." So I kissed her, and we stood there for a few minutes, and we just kissed each other. You know, it's what it seemed like forever. We stopped and I told her she was beautiful. We both told each other we loved each other. And she slipped inside the door and I got back in the car and left. And I'm driving, you know, and I guess that adrenaline and everything just started wearing off and I started getting tired and I knew it, but, you know, and I didn't think nothing about it. And so I turned on the road that I live on. It's a pretty long road, but anyway, I turned on the road that I'm living on. And it really seemed to hit me then. I don't know, maybe it's because I relaxed and I let myself get relaxed or whatever, and I could feel myself starting to sort of kind of, you know, nod off or whatever. So I let the window down and turned the stereo off, and it seemed to work for a little bit. I don't know. I got about 2 miles from home. And that's when it happened. Fade to black. Fell asleep. Whatever in the other lane. Car hit the ditch just right, sent it airborne, landed, and hit a pine tree. destroyed the shit out of that car. Truth is, I don't remember none of it. That's what the police report said. Still to this day, I don't remember any of it. I do remember coming to and not really sure where I was at first. And I felt my shirt, it was wet. I looked down and top of my shirt was all covered in blood. So I start kind of like trying to get myself together, what's going on. I feel my, and I put my hand on my mouth. And when I pulled my hand away, my hand was all bloody and everything. And I realized, and I went to touch my mouth, and I knew my mouth was messed up. You know, I could tell it, and I could start feeling it at that time. So I scrambled to get myself out of the car the best I could. Went to the nearest house and knocked on the door, and they called the ambulance, and I had them call my parents, and my parents met me there at this person's house, and by that time, the ambulance pulled up, and they came up, and I'm sitting there, and I'm out of it, but, you know, I answered enough of questions to make them think that, you know, let them know that I was there, and that, you know, all that stuff. And I don't know, man. Then it just hit me, man. I don't know what it was. I started feeling like hell. They lay me on the gurney, put me in the ambulance, and off we go to the hospital. You know, and I'm laying there, and I'm doing everything I can not to fall asleep, you know, not to close my eyes. And I'm sitting there listening to the volunteer EMT girl saying, don't close your eyes, you know, stay with us and everything, you know. And all of a sudden, I did close my eyes. And here's the funny part. Now, this part is kind of funny, even though I'm making it sound dramatic. But I wake up and I open my eyes up, and there I am, just the EMT girl. She's over me, reaching for something, trying to get something. I don't know what it was. At least that's what I'm thinking at the time. And I see a nice set of titties, man. And I'm like, yeah. I said, did I just die and this is the afterlife? And I'm looking at a nice set of titties. Well, she had on a bra, but still, you could tell they were nice. They were, you know. Anyway, and all of a sudden, she moves back, and she's like, "Oh, you back with us?" I was like, "Yeah." Anyway, next thing I know, you know, they're wheeling me into the hospital and all that, giving me a bunch of x-rays, CAT scans, all kinds of shit. Man, I'm laying there on this bed and I'm all like fucking out of it and shit. Well, I couldn't do anything for my mouth right then, but I had to, like the next day, I had to have, I had to have emergency surgery because of my mouth, the way it was going to get infected, and it was going to, and like, a lot of people don't know this about me, and I've never really told this story to a lot of people, but anyway, there's like, on the bottom of my mouth, you know, the bottom there where the teeth are, in the front, there's about 6 teeth missing, and I wear a partial because I broke my teeth were still in my mouth, but I broke that whole bone right there, crushed some of my chin. I messed it up damn good. I mean, they had to take and like replace some stuff in there, and and they had to take all that out and everything. But The messed up part about it is that, you know, I changed after that. I was a different person. And I'm not necessarily saying it was a bad, it's not like I, you know, I think though after that accident, I started living life differently and not all of it in a good way. Like, I had realized then that I wasn't immortal. I wasn't indestructible. I wasn't invincible, you know, because every Superman has their kryptonite. And I think I started kind of making futures for the, started living in the future too much, trying to make plans for the future instead of living in those moments that really mattered. And I think that was what eventually caused me and my girlfriend to separate and go our own separate ways. You know, and the thing I want to say about that is, you know, no matter what's happened in life, I look back and one of the worst nights of my life was also one of the best nights of my life. Because that night, holding her in my arms and us dancing and just being with each other and being in that moment, nothing can take away from that. No matter how bad the night might have wound up being for me, those moments were the greatest. And if I had to go back and live that all over again, I'd do it even if the outcome was the same. Because nothing could change that. And I don't know, but that was a night that my life really changed. I was 19 years old. And I learned that night that every Superman has his kryptonite. The instructable was not instructable anymore. The invincible was not invincible. I learned you could die. I learned you could break. I learned you could. All those things you thought you wasn't, you was. And I don't know. But I just, you know, I wanted to share that story. I thought it was something. I wanted to do something kind of different with this episode. And, you know, I'll never forget that night. You know, like I said, man, being with her, I mean, she was just fucking knockout, fucking gorgeous, man. Oh, my God. Like I said, to me, she's the most beautiful woman on the planet. And no one's ever compared to her, and no one ever will. She was beautiful. She was smart. She was sexy. Amazing in bed. It was everything a guy wanted. Why she picked me for the time that we were together, I'll never know. But I thank God for every moment we spent together. And maybe it was the Wranglers. I don't know. But I just thought I'd share that with y'all guys. Kind of give you a little bit of insight of me, you know. I don't do stuff like this very often. But, you know, I just thought it'd be something cool to do. But this is Wild Bill. Thank you for listening. Thank you for going on this journey with me. And I'm signing out of the Rebel Within podcast. Have a good day. Have a blessed day. Take it easy.